I wonder if you've ever heard of Maundy Thursday. Well, today's that day, the day before Good Friday, when we commemorate the suffering and death of Jesus for the likes of you and me. But what does Maundy actually mean? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Well, in the early 14th century, the word Maundy became associated with Jesus' washing of the disciples' feet during the Last Supper, just before he was betrayed by Judas in the Garden of Gethsemane. For many years now, the British monarch has celebrated this day by giving specially minted coins to pensioners as a symbolic representation of Jesus' washing of the disciples' feet. The whole idea behind this Maundy concept is that the one who is much higher in status, in a sense, bows down to serve and give to those who are lower in status, those, in a sense, who don't deserve it. Now think about it. Jesus, the Son of God, kneeling down to wash the smelly, dirty feet of the disciples, including Judas, who was about to betray him. Peter protested, "You shall never wash my feet." But Jesus replied, "If I don't wash you, you have no share with me." Have you ever felt completely unworthy of what Jesus did for you? Well, my friend, that's the whole point. That's absolutely the point of what we're going to celebrate tomorrow. Romans chapter 5, verse 6. "For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly." Absolutely, we're unworthy, you and I. But despite our sin and rebellion, in fact, because of it, God took the initiative. While we were still weak, while we were still his enemies, Christ died for us. That's not just good news, it's fantastic news. And it's God's word, fresh for you today. What we've been given through the amazing grace of God when we put our trust in Jesus is completely mind-blowing. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.